All right, let's go to the phone to talk to Ron Sturgeon, author of the book Men Are Pigs, and That's a Good Thing. Ron, how are you?
The best.
Good. Good to have you with us. What an interesting book. You say you've written other books in the past, and they were all business-related. This is the first one you've written that deal with relationships.
That's right. I have 7 business books, and I kind of applied that business acumen to this book about sex.
Yeah, monkey business. Let's see. It says Men Are Pigs. That's the title of the book. And That's a Good Thing. Now, maybe you can break it down for us. Usually when men are pigs, you know, that's usually meant as an insult.
It's all a negative, yeah.
Yeah, but you're saying it's a good thing. Could you break that down? Because we may need to defend ourselves later today.
Yeah, it is a good thing because God designed men different than women. And when I got divorced and got single and started dating, I found that women think men are pigs because they want sex, and that's just kind of a non-starter because that's not what makes men pigs. God made us want sex.
So
Wait a minute. Are you saying women think men are pigs because we want sex?
Yeah. Women think that because men want sex, there's something wrong with us. We want too much sex. You know, it's offensive to them, so on and so on. And that's not what makes us pigs. What makes us pigs is not sending flowers, not being thoughtful, so on and so on.
Okay, so that's the point that you make. So, in other words, if you're going to get some action, you should, almost pay for that action by taking them to dinner, sending them flowers, and all that kind of thing.
Well, we got to meet the women's needs, but the bottom line for me was I wasn't going to date a woman that thought I was a pig because I wanted sex, because I do want sex, and a lot of it.
What would be the percentage of women that, or do you know, is there a percentage of women that like sex and want it as often as guys, or do you have any figures on that?
They play that little game, you know, like, no, but, well, you know what we're saying.
I know exactly what you're saying, and through my interviews, I determined that I call them 20%ers. About 1 in 5 women actually need sex. Need is the operative word, because all women want sex to varying degrees, but 1 in 5 really need it, kind of like men. You know, we get irritable when we can't get sex.
Yeah. It would be nice to, I guess, you know, the big challenge then is to find the 1 in 5 and date the 1 in 5 that really need it.
Now, how can you tell that particular one?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long and sometimes expensive process to go through to find the one.
Well, I shortened the process immeasurably by including in the book the Holy Grail. It says right there on the cover for guys, because everybody's looking for the same thing. All the guys are looking for that 1 in 5 woman. And so I identified 27 traits, things that are different about women that really need sex.
What would just give us a couple ideas of what these traits might be that this 1 in 5 women would give off?
Yeah, because we can't imagine how many guys are waking up this morning saying exactly the same thing. Yeah, Ron, give us a couple, because I spent $150 this weekend, and I'm alone.
Yeah, and some of them are pretty obvious, but some of them are not so obvious. For instance, one of them is she likes to be naked. And you know, most women don't like to be naked. They have jiggles and scars and places they don't want you to see.
Yeah.
This woman likes to be naked, and you think that because she likes to be naked that you're going to be visually stimulated. That's not what it's about at all. She's in touch with her body. She likes her body. She's in touch with her sexuality, and she likes to be naked.
Boy, I like that kind of woman, too. That sounds great to me. Maybe just a couple other traits that indicate that a woman really needs it.
She probably doesn't wear any panties.
Doesn't wear any panties. Well, okay.
Well, you know, you should be in here sometimes for conversations off air that Jack and I are having. We could have co-authored this book with you.
Yeah, I'm sure. And some of them are more obvious than others. One of them I like to laugh about is that she likes watching porno.
She likes
Go right ahead, sir. That was the bell of righteousness.
Yeah, and I like to say that in the book, kind of laughingly, that all women will watch porno. Some require more wine than others.
Uh-huh. But in this case, the woman who needs it, the 1 in 5, really does enjoy watching porn.
She says, hey, come home early tonight. We're going to watch porn.
Wow.
She has the disc. She puts the disc in. She tells you we're going to do it. I mean, she knows what it's going to lead to, and, of course, she's expecting to be satisfied.
Okay. Wow.
Now, how long did it take you to find all this out?
And where did you find these women?
Yeah, please.
Well, I interviewed men for about 4 years, and it was really simple. I started out writing a relationship book, and I soon figured out nobody gave a crap about another relationship book. And I just stumbled on this when I was interviewing the men. I'd say, well, did you ever have a crazy woman, you know, a woman that was insatiable? And he'd say, oh, yeah, Mary Jane. And I'd say, well, so what was different about her? I mean, you know, nobody had ever asked him that question.
Uh-huh.
He'd kind of stare off and into the sky for a second. He'd say, she always started it.
Yeah.
There's another one. There's another one. She starts it.
You know, that's so hard to find a woman like that. One who initiates that, you know, and has more a little bit more aggressiveness about her when it comes to the love making.
Now, doesn't that put a little pressure on the guy, though? If she's that aggressive, then all of a sudden he's got to be on his best game from now on.
But wouldn't you love that opportunity?
Well, actually, yes, I would like that opportunity.
Well, and the thing about it is more sex. Everybody agrees, even the women and men agree that more sex is good. But men start it. Well, if women started just as much as men, we're going to have more sex. And in the end, everybody's going to be happy.
Now, why is it that women aren't more aggressive? This is something that Jack and I have been saying for years and years and years, that we love a sexually aggressive woman. What, I mean, do they need some help, or are they just normal that way? What, as you can tell, we're novices at this.
I think they're just wound that way. And, yeah. You know, some people ask me, well, is it an age thing? And I do think older women over 40 and even over 50 tend to be more in touch with their sexuality. The kids are grown and gone, and they're just at a different point in their life. Because it is hard when you're younger. There's a lot of distractions. I'll give you a good question. What is the lead to one of the things on the list? What does a guy over 50 do about an hour before he's ready to have sex? I got this from interviewing a guy. Hmm. Or a guy over 50, before he's going to have sex, 1 hour before he's going to have sex, what does he do?
Well,
I don't know.
1 hour.
Well,
he takes a Viagra.
Takes a Viagra. Okay.
Oh, okay.
If she's 1 in 5, she brings it to him.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
If she's that 20%er, she'll bring the Viagra to the man.
Yeah, because we are going to do this tonight.
Wow. Ooh, because man. She knows, and this is what she wants, and she's going to get what she wants.
And she wants it to be the best that it can be.
Absolutely. Wow. She wants to be satisfied.
We're talking to Ron Sturgeon, yeah. Author of the book Men Are Pigs, and That's a Good Thing, which deals with the relationships and strategies on how to get more women, steamier sex, and better relationships. And, wow, that chapter 5 is the chapter we're looking at right now, which you said is the Holy Grail, the 27 traits indicating your woman, your girl, really needs sex. Boy, it's good to see all this stuff now, because now you know what to look for those guys out there. This is a book that's important for them if they're single and wondering what type of woman would define what exactly they want.
You know,
it's not limited to just the single guys, because a lot of guys in relationships and a lot of girls read the book and really like it.
Hmm. All right. Well, there's a couple of from chapter 2, because our time is just about up, that I thought were pretty funny. I'm not offended by all the dumb blonde jokes because I know I'm not dumb. And I also know I'm not blonde. That was Dolly Parton. And Rita Rudner says, whenever I date a guy, I think, this is the man I want my children to spend their weekends with. Oh, it's a question. Is this the man I want my children to spend their weekends with? Pretty good. Very upfront and very open and very honest, which I think is great, and it's going to scare some people because of his honesty.
Yes. Absolutely. And there are chapters in the book about how to meet people, where to date, how to find the right people, all kinds of interesting things other than just the Holy Grail, of course.
Yeah. And let me just ask you real quick, as we kind of get wrapped up on this deal, is there one particular place that really stands out that you can meet that special someone? Is there a particular area, a location, whatever it might be?
Well, women always say that all they can meet is jerks, and all guys are jerks. And by the way, it's funny because they say all guys are jerks. They're all liars. They're all cheats. They're all needy. They all blow their phone up. And when you talk to men, they say all women are cheats. They're jerks. They blow their phones up. They're needy. They both say the same thing. But it's clearly the Internet. And people say, oh, my God, I can't do the Internet thing. There's too many jerks out there. Well, you know, like, you're not going to meet a jerk in church or at the grocery store.
Yeah, or a club or wherever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and my business acumen says you got to put a lot of fish in the top of this funnel to get a good one out the bottom. And if all you're going to do is wait for somebody you're meeting at the grocery store or at church or wherever, then your odds of finding the right person are not very good.
So the Internet is a good choice.
Yeah, one of the internet dating sites.
All right.
No doubt in my mind.
You got to get this book. I'm telling you, it's good for guys married or single, good for women married or single as well. It's called Men Are Pigs, and That's a Good Thing by Ron Sturgeon. We got a copy to give away right now to caller 9 at 460-9899. In fact, this is a signed copy, signed by the author, Ron Sturgeon. So 460-9899, caller 9, will hook you up with a copy of the book, Men Are Pigs, and That's a Good Thing. Hey, Ron, we appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and good luck.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Thank you so much, and they can find the book on Amazon.
All right, they can find it on Amazon.com. The book is available, Men Are Pigs, and That's a Good Thing by Ron Sturgeon. Thanks for taking the time to visit with us.
We appreciate it, my man.
Love talking about sex.
Take care, brother. See you later now. Bye-bye.